noting that while a previous draft from the Electoral Commission of Zambia required political parties to submit lists of 20 women, 15 youths and 5 persons with disabilities before the election, the bill currently before Parliament suggests that these lists be submitted after the polls. Mr. Mwanza argued that contesting an election without established candidates is problematic and could lead to significant legal disputes. He indicated that his consortium has already presented these concerns to a parliamentary committee and expressed a readiness to challenge the law in court if it remains unchanged, citing the risk it poses to the credibility of the electoral process. We sincerely apologize for that. In its quest to promote inclusive government, the non-governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, today held a constructive engagement with the New Heritage Party as part of ongoing efforts to enhance women's participation across all political parties ahead of the upcoming August 13, 2026 general elections. The delegation led by NGOCC Chairperson Beauty Katebe included the Young Women in Action, YWA Executive Director Florence Tembo, and the Zambia National Association for Women with Disabilities Coordinator Chirufia Walia. The NGOCC Board Publicity Secretary Leah Mitaba and NGOCC Executive Director Andewe Anamela also formed part of the delegation. The group met with Party President Chishala Kateka, who expressed the party's willingness to adopt more women as candidates. However, she noted a persistent challenge. Despite the available opportunities, fewer women are coming forward to contest positions. Encouragingly, she highlighted growing interest from women in rural areas and called for more women across the country to come forward and participate in leadership. President Kateka also underscored a critical barrier, the high cost of participating in elections, which disproportionately affects women, particularly those in rural communities. She emphasized the need for targeted support to enable more women to meet the financial demands of contesting. A 48-year-old woman of Zambezi Sawmill in Livingston District is receiving treatment after sustaining a deep cut to the face in a suspected domestic attack involving her husband. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo says the victim, Rita Daka, was allegedly assaulted using an axe by her husband, Lawrence Machachani Mudala, age 55, during an incident believed to have occurred between the night of April 27 and the morning of April 28, 2026. Mr. Namalongo explained that the matter was reported to Livingston Central Police by the victim's son, Nathan Mutema, who had earlier heard disturbances and feared for his mother's safety. He said the police visited the scene and recovered an axe suspected to have been used in the assault, along with blood-stained beddings. Mr. Namalongo stated that the victim is currently admitted to Livingston University Teaching Hospital while police investigations are ongoing. In international news, the youngest son of Zimbabwe's late former president, Robert Mugabe, is to be deported from South Africa immediately, a court in Johannesburg has ordered. Balamine Mugabe pleaded guilty to pointing a firearm and illegally being in the country earlier this month after he was arrested following the shooting of a 23-year-old man.